When John Finzel was struggling with English at his Illinois elementary school, he got a tutor that just happened to be a German POW. Today's story is brought to you by one of my favorite places to visit, St. Joseph, Missouri. Plan your trip to museums, parkways, riverwalks, and more at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. During World War II, elementary school student John Finzel was in charge of delivering papers to the local German POW camp in Hampshire, Illinois. The German in charge, Hans, told John he would pay him for bringing the men supplies to make wooden models.
When you bring these things in, you tell me how much it costs, and I will give you Hershey chocolate bars that you can resell at your papa's garage. He said, I will give you cigarettes, pipe tobacco, snuff, chewing tobacco, and you will sell those, and you will be paid in kind, and you will make money, and you'll be very popular with your fellow students. I said, okay.
The plan worked well until he was late for school one day, and the principal was awaiting his arrival.
And I took the bag and I swung it behind the altar, but the sister, the principal, was waiting for me. And she says, all right, where have you been? And I told her, what's in that bag? I said, newspapers, sister. No, there's not newspapers, John Finzel.
John never took his stash back to school again. One day, when John delivered the day's papers, Hans took a look at John's homework.
He's going through my newspaper bag and he saw my homework. He says, Johann, he says, this homework is atrocious. Your English is terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. So he says, we are going to study, yeah? I said, yeah.
So the German began to tutor John in English. His grades improved from a C to an A. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Hampshire, Illinois, and brought to you this week by stjomo.com. I'm Andrew McCrae.